Hi, so we're now beginning to get to the final stages of this course, and this is going to be the part where we start getting to the meat and bones, the nitty-gritty, how to develop more confidence. How do you become more confident? Well, this is a question that we're ultimately really looking for answers to, isn't it? So what I was hoping to do in this video to hopefully illustrate quite a crucially important point is use this glass. Now just go with me here. Imagine that this glass was your physical body. Okay, so yeah, this glass is empty, but let's just pretend that it's full, and let's just pretend that it had a cap on the top of it and that nothing could get in and nothing could get out. Well, if you could imagine your feelings of low confidence. Well, low confidence is not enough confidence. Or we might also call this low self-esteem or insecurity. Whatever it is, it's feelings of not enough confidence and not enough inner security. Now, as I've mentioned throughout this course, our confidence in life isn't based and isn't determined ultimately by our ability to amass wealth or to, gain more rank or social standing, status, get more stuff. Yes, all that stuff's fine. And yes, all that stuff can make us feel, okay for a little short while. But the word I would use to define all this stuff on the outside of us is instant gratification. Instant gratification. It's kind of like a short-term answer to a long-term need or question. So, you see, in order to move forward effectively in life, we've got to be confident in who we are, because if we're not confident in who we are, we're never going to be confident and bold enough to take the risks and challenges that we really need to make in order to move forward effectively in the context of our very own lives. So, insecurity, how does this look? Well, let's just say that inside of this glass, we need some stuff. We need to feel secure. Yeah, we need to feel significant. We need to feel valued by other people. We want to feel freedom. We want to feel all this stuff. But it's all inside of the glass, going round and round and round and round and round. And it can sometimes feel like it's sending us insane, can't it? But all our needs are on the inside of us. But yet, isn't it just the case that we look to things on the outside of us to meet our internal needs? Let's just say that this pen, this black pen, is money. Let's just pretend this is money. So, the common approach that many people take to growing in personal security is make more money. So, on the outside of themselves, they do some stuff and they make more money. And they surround themselves with more money. They grow the size of their bank accounts, perhaps get some more investments, maybe buy a big house, faster car, more stuff, that brand new leather sofa, maybe go on some nice exotic holidays, get a new girlfriend, a new boyfriend, buy a brand new iMac computer, whatever. Eat out at the restaurants, 4, 5, 6, 7 nights a week. Now, all that stuff's nice and it's all fine. And we enjoy the stuff, and it makes us feel good for quite a short while. But unfortunately, once we've kind of got this stuff, the kind of the initial excitement that we experience, even if it is a new relationship can be great and it's exciting for a while, but after a while, if we're not growing and developing and having our other needs met, we just need more of this excitement to be able to maintain this level of, or this degree of balance in our lives, don't we? So we're trying to get all the stuff on the outside of us. So we've got money. Let's say this is now a car. It's the car on the outside of us. Let's just say that the pen is now the holidays, more relationships. It is whatever. Do you see where we're going with this? Okay, because what it was initially we had this red pen, which is our needs. It's our needs. We need to feel secure, we need to feel significant in the eyes of other people, and we need to be feel of value ultimately to the world. So our needs on the inside of us, but yet we look to all the stuff on the outside of us to somehow meet our internal needs. Do you remember, right back at the start of this course, I told you the story of the littlest God? Just to start wrapping this up and bringing everything together, do you remember how the gods had this dilemma? The gods had this dilemma about what they were going to do with the secrets and the ultimate truths of life. You see, this was the truth that set the gods free and ultimately gave them the superiority, this power over the human race. Where one god wanted to hide these truths at the depths of the deepest ocean, and the other gods wanted to hide them out in space and up on the top of the highest mountains, the littlest god suggested that because the human race is spending the extent of their time looking to all this stuff on the outside of themselves, their achievements and their accomplishments in technology, science, owning more stuff, status, rank, money, power, all these things to somehow fulfill the needs that they have on the inside of themselves. The littlest god said, let's hide the secrets and the ultimate truths of life inside of the human race, because they'll never think of looking for them there. Well, what does this ultimately mean? Well, this video, I'm going to get a little bit inspirational, motivational on you. And I'm going to put the glass down because, as we've established, your needs are on the inside of you. All this stuff that you believe you need anyway. Don't you? Don't you? Do you? Or could it be the case that you've actually already had everything that you could ever possibly need inside of you? You just weren't aware. As I've mentioned throughout this course, you know, the only thing that will ultimately sustain us in life in terms of confidence or security is this confidence and this stability that we'll find when we become certain of who it is that we are. As I've mentioned, I've shared with you throughout this course who it is that I am. My name's Kane Ramsay. I am a loving husband. I'm loving. Now, am I 100% loving every single day of the week, 365 days of the year? No, absolutely not. But I have the capacity to be 100% loving all of the time. Now, yeah, that would make me perfect in the love department. Am I there yet? No. Will I ever be likely to get there? No, probably not. But this does give me something to work towards for the rest of my life, because every single day I can take opportunity, even when I don't want to be loving for other people. You see, this ultimately enhances my value to other people, and in turn they see more significance in me. And this is kind of how this works. You see, caring. Well, I'm only caring because I'm loving. And you see, if I choose to express, you know, myself through caring for other people, through giving of myself, my time, my resources, because I'm also giving, you know, I'm really passionate about this stuff, as you can probably tell, because I'm a passionate person. Am I 100% passionate, though, all the time? No, absolutely not. Am I 100% giving, caring all the time? No, absolutely not. But you see, loving, I am. Caring, I am. Giving, I am. Passionate, I am. But I do have the potential to become so much more if I just simply practice every single day being me. Now, yeah, you know, I can look to money, making more money, getting a bigger house, getting a faster car, you know, whatever, surrounding myself with all the fantastic new technology that the world churns out, but will this enhance me and who I am? No. Nothing on the outside of me can make me more, and nothing on the outside of you can add to or take anything away from who it is that you are. You have 100% capacity to love, to give, to share, to care, to be passionate, to be creative, to be fun, to be loyal, to be reliable, to be sincere, to be honest, to be genuine, to grow and develop yourself every single day, to ultimately become more. This is who you are. This is who you can be. Yes, you may feel a certain way about who you believe you are today, But you have the capacity to change things. You ultimately have this secret. You were always enough. If you've ever loved someone, you have the capacity to love more. If you've ever given anyone anything, you have the capacity to give more. If you've ever cared about anyone or anything, you have the capacity to care and care more. If you've ever been passionate about something, you can be passionate about other things. If you've ever felt compassion, you will feel it again, because that is who you are. Yeah, you've grown in your physical body, but we kind of have this inner us, don't we? You know, the one with the niggles and the fears and the insecurities and the doubts, because this is ultimately where our low confidence and insecurity lie. It's just a feeling. But you are not your feelings, you are not your thoughts, you are not your actions, and you are not your behaviours. You are not your achievements, and you are not your flaws. You are not your imperfections. You are just you. You have the capacity to love, therefore you are loving. You have the capacity to give, therefore you are giving. You have the capacity to care, therefore you are caring. You have the capacity to be passionate, therefore you are passionate. You have the capacity to be compassionate, therefore you are compassionate. You have the capacity to grow, therefore you are growing. You have the capacity to evolve, therefore you are evolving and you are becoming more every single day, even if some days it doesn't necessarily feel like it. But this is okay, because you are not your feelings. Just because you sometimes feel insecure doesn't mean that you're not worth anything. You see, come into this revelation, this insight, who it is that you actually, truly are, has the capacity to set you free in life. Because you see, freedom is ultimately what we're all looking for, isn't it? We all want to feel free. As I've mentioned earlier, again, in this course, the greatest prison, the greatest prisons in this world, in this life, aren't the ones made of reinforcement and, you know, cast iron and reinforced glass and all this kind of stuff. No, the greatest prisons in life are actually the prisons of our own minds, our limiting beliefs about who it is that we actually are, and the potential that we as human beings have. The potential that you watching this today has. Your potential is unlimited. You have the ability to do anything in this life that you so choose. Now, you may or you may not have the desire to do anything that you so choose, but you see, anything that you develop the desire to do with your life, all you've got to find is a strategy. Now, yeah, you might not be confident in stepping out and doing something that you've never done before, but what does practice make? Practice makes permanent. Permanent. You can become permanently good at just being yourself if you will only practice. So yeah, I'm getting passionate here, but hey, as I've told you, I'm a passionate person. Why am I passionate? Because you see, I spent the extent of my life trying to meet my internal needs with external stuff. You see, I've had the money, I've had the houses, I've had the fast cars, I've had the materialistic stuff, the girls, the whatever. But it never met my needs. Yeah, it was nice, but this niceness was always somewhat short-lived. Have you ever experienced this? Money isn't everything. But this is good news, really good news. Money cannot buy you happiness. Well, it can in the short term perhaps, but it comes and it goes very, very quickly. It will not buy you fulfillment. It will not buy you freedom. It will not buy you contentment. It will not buy you certainty, because the economy is uncertain, unfortunately. So, will you take the greatest risk that you could ever take in your life? Go on, I dare you. Would you be willing to just simply be yourself? Until the next video.